October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today. When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
It's harvest time, and Clark Grain & Johnson, Nebraska is ready. For generations, farmers have trusted Clark Grain to keep the harvest going, and we're proud to keep your harvest moving along. From the first load to the final haul, we're here to stand alongside farmers because your success is our success. This harvest, call Clark Grain & Johnson at 402-868-3195. You can count on Clark Grain, where farmers come first.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
If you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Parents in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside & Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside & Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barron's back with you here at Crofton. It's halftime. The Crofton Warriors leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 58-32. Time to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. This presentation of Johnson Brock football is brought to you in part by Blaine Barron's, your State Farm agent in Auburn and Tecumseh, by Clark Green of Johnson, also River Valley Memorials of Auburn, American Family Insurance, the Harson Agency, as well as the Community Medical Center in Fall City, Sunnyside in Johnson, Auburn Insurance Service, the Nemaha County Hospital, Auburn Auto Center, and the Johnson Quick Shop. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy this coverage of Johnson Brock Eagles football. Well, I mentioned before we took the break here at halftime, we've got a lot of sports coming your way yet this weekend, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Again, over on Sunny later tonight, a 7 o'clock kickoff live from Mound City. That's the district quarterfinals, District 16. John Nixon will have the call for you. The Mound City Panthers hosting the Cardinals of North Andrew, pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And then the big day tomorrow, volleyball. The Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds, the only undefeated volleyball team remaining in Nebraska. They are 30-0 on the season. They're going to be hosting Elmwood Murdoch, a 2 o'clock first serve. But my pregame show over on Sunny 101.3 will begin at 1:50. Keep this in mind. Johnson County Central has played 78 sets of volleyball. They've only lost 5. But two of those sets they lost were to the very same Elmwood Murdoch team that they're facing tomorrow in the district finals. Of course, on the line, a ticket to the state volleyball tournament. Meanwhile, coming up tomorrow afternoon, right here on KTNC, Troy Nelson is making the trek all the way out to Cambridge. That's just this side of McCook. He'll be traveling out there with the Sacred Heart Irish. They'll be taking on Cambridge. That first serve is set for 3 o'clock, pregame show at 2:50, and then immediately after Sacred Heart Volleyball, we will join the Husker Football Network in progress in their pregame show, and then here on KTNC, we'll have University of Nebraska football tomorrow evening. That's all coming up. So a big weekend of sports, and we still got a lot of football to play here. You know, Blaine, I just get the feeling that this game may not be over yet.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. The way these boys are playing out there and conditions are kind of lining up, the rain stopped for now anyways, we'll see what happens start the third quarter.
Well, that was a backbreaker in that last 40 seconds. Johnson Rock had kind of taken the momentum, putting up back-to-back touchdowns and closing up to within 18 points at 50-32. And then to have Crofton come down the field in just 40 seconds and put together a 52-yard drive to go back up 58-32, that was a heartbreaker. But Johnson Rock, boy, I got to give these kids credit. They did not lay down. A lot of teams, it's cold, it's raining, it's Halloween, you're having the team running up and down the field on you, it'd be real easy just to fold up your tent and go home, and that's not, there's no quit in these Eagles. They're hanging right in there. Johnson Brock will have the first possession of the second half. They'll get the first possession here in the third quarter. As they tee the football up, doing the kicking, again will be Ty Nielsen, ball teed at the 30-yard line. Brody Kaler on the near side, Hayden Gravatt on the far side of the deep men. They've been kicking it short. They don't want to give Gravatt or Kaler a chance to try and return it. They've kicked it short all night here. Let's see what they do. Once again, short kick. Ball is bounced around. Johnson Brock has to fall on it. Crofton all over him. I'm telling you, Johnson Brock is getting the ball back, but Crofton is diving in there and then trying. They took it away! Oh, my goodness, they're going to give it to Crofton. I started to say Crofton dives in there and tries to pull the ball away from the Johnson Brock kids after they covered, and they got away with it that time.
Jace Panning comes out of the pile with the ball somehow, Randy.
Well, you try that 5 or 6 or 7 times, eventually you're going to be successful. It looked for all the world like Johnson Brock had covered it. So a big break to start this second half for Crofton as they get the recovery on the onside kick, we'll call it, at the 27-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Warriors. Foxhoven is the quarterback. Takes, gives to Jackson. Jackson up the middle. He's got room, and there he goes. Oh, they're going to drag him at the 5-yard line. Looked like he was going to get free. Once he gets through that initial line of the defense, he is very hard to chase down, but they caught him at the 5.
Quint Bez and Oliver Everett hanging on for dear life.
You think this public address announcer is excited?
He does a pretty good job, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's into this one. Ball is at the 5-yard line. Well, we'll call it the 6, outside the 5. 1st and goal from the 6 here for the Crofton Warriors. Preston Foxhoven, just a sophomore. He's the signal caller. He'll set the Warriors in a double tight end formation. Power eye set. Jackson in the top of the eye. Jordan is the fullback. Foxhoven takes a snap, gives the ball back to Jackson, breaks out to the left. Jackson still breaking tackles. He'll get, did he get inside or did they say he stepped out?
Yeah, nice tackle by.
Got him at about the 1-yard line.
Gravatt and Oliver Everett finish him off pretty strong for the Eagles.
Looked like he tiptoed over that pylon.
Not quite.
Going to say he's short by a yard. 2nd down and 1. Opening minute of play here And already down here knocking at the door inside the one-yard line are the Warriors of Crofton. All right. Uh-oh, that's Jackson under center. He'll just take a snap and he'll dive forward. And Jackson takes it in for the TD. It will be a one-yard touchdown run. 1 yard on the run by Jackson for the TD. And this score, under a minute to play here in this one, too. 11-16 to go in the third quarter. Took less than a minute for him to get a touchdown on the board. Plays and yards on that one.
Three quick running plays for 27 yards.
That's how quickly they do it. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Foxhoven taking his time, lining him up. They're going to fiddle around with the delay of game here if they mess around much longer. Single setback is Jackson behind Foxhoven. He's under center calling his starting count. Pitch the ball to Jackson. He's on a race to the pylon in the corner, and he's in there. Jackson carries in for the two-point conversion, makes it 66-32 now. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on KTMC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring Drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Jake or Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. Well, it took less than a minute there, 11-16 to go in the third quarter. A three-play, 27-yard drive. Jackson carried in from 1 yard out. Jackson carried in for the two-point conversion, and the score goes 66-32 now. Crofton on top, again with 11-16 to play here in the third quarter. Crofton ready to kick it away. That's Ty Nielsen. He's done that a lot tonight. He's got a lot of practice. Hasn't kicked it deep yet. They don't want to give him a chance to return it. Single man back there now to return it. Gravatt all alone. They brought Kaler up here to help cover up on these short kicks. Now they are going to kick it deep. Little game of cat and mouse. It's going to go out of bounds down near the 5 yard line. And I'm sure Johnson Brock will just take the football as they are now trailing by a score of 66-32 in what's been a track meet here so far. 98 points scored, and we are in the opening minute of the third quarter here at Crofton. If you're tuning in and weren't with us during the pregame show when we talked about it, one of the questions I was asked a lot this week, Blaine, where is Crofton? We're just down the across the river from Yankton, South Dakota, about 10 miles south of Gavin's Point. About as far north as you can get without being in South Dakota. Here comes Johnson Brock over the football. Let's see if the Eagles can get things going. From the 25-yard line, Wyatt Fulton is in the shotgun. Kaler goes in motion from right to left. Fulton takes a snap, hands it off to Gravatt. Gravatt going to be hit and dropped after a gain of a couple. Looks like he's got it out near the 27.
Lined in Jordan in on the stop for the Warriors.
So the football going to be spotted across the 25. They're going to give him two on the carry. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. Clock is running here with 10 minutes, 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're in Crofton, Nebraska. The Crofton Warriors hosting your Johnson Brock Eagles. Spread formation for the Eagles. Two receivers wide left, one wide to the right. Fulton all alone in the backfield. Kaler's in motion. Fulton looks to the left now. He's going to try and dump it out here to the left side. He was looking for Barons, I believe it was. And the pass, Quentin Barron's pass was just overthrown, falls incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and still about 8 yards to go.
And the reason that pass fell incomplete was because big number 57, Trey Tramp.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Blaine Barron's, your State Farm agent at Auburn and Tecumseh, also by Clark, Green, and Johnson, and River Valley Memorials of Auburn, just to mention a few of our fine sponsors bringing you Johnson Brock Eagles football. Eagles over the ball now, third down and 8 yards to go at the 27-yard line. Trips out to the left this time. Three wide receivers to the left. That's a different formation. Fulton is empty, alone in the empty backfield. Obviously looking left, now rolling left. Throws the ball complete to Gravatt under the coverage, and Gravatt taken out of bounds after a gain of four. Has the football out to the 30-yard line.
Nice play by outside linebacker Grant Jordan for Crofton.
So now the football is going to be spotted at the 30. Still well short of the first down.
Yeah, that was a tough spot.
Fourth down and 5 yards to go.
Fourth down and five.
It is fourth, right? They're saying third down here on the scoreboard. But
yeah.
Yeah, Johnson Brock going to go after this on fourth down from their own 30-yard line. Trailing 66-32 with 9:54 to go in the third. Fourth down and five. They'll go for it. Quarterback Wyatt Fulton has a single back behind him. Fulton has the snap, a little trickery. They give it to Taylor. Taylor on the end around, tries to turn it upfield. Won't get there. He's going to be driven out of bounds. Great defensive pursuit there by Crofton.
Yeah, Tyson Jackson was not fooled.
So they turn it over on downs. Crofton will have the ball first and 10 at the 27-yard line. Again, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is F&M Bank in Falls City, making local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's at F&M Bank in Falls City, your presenting sponsor for all of our games here on KTNC. My name is Gatula, describing the action. On my left, Blaine Behrens on the color tonight. Blaine, thank you for being here.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Long drive. First down and 10 from the 27-yard line now for Crofton. Box open, takes a snap, pitches back to Jackson. Jackson just running over people, bulldozing forward. It takes two, three tacklers to get Jackson off his feet. This kid is the real deal. He came in here tonight with 160 carries for 1,611 yards, averaging over 10 yards a carry. What did he do in the first play of the ball game? Added another 65 to that total. I imagine he's got to have a couple hundred yards here tonight again.
Well, there was no gap on that last play, and he carried Grady Behrens and Quinn Behrens about six yards.
Yeah, gain of six, second down and 4 yards to go. Football now at the 22-yard line, second and four. They're going to slow things down and take their time here a little now with this 66-32 lead. They're using every bit of the play clock, it appears. Second down and four, Jackson goes in motion. Foxhoven on the keep. Foxhoven fighting forward. They may have stopped him short of that first down by about a half a yard. Not sure he got there.
Wrapped up initially by Perry for the Eagles.
Oh, they gave it to him. Boy, I didn't think that was even close to the binoculars. Okay, what do I know? All right, first and 10. Ball is now at the 18-yard line. They're giving him 4 yards on the carry. They're still going with no huddle, but they're much more deliberate about it. Do you notice that?
Oh, yeah, they're letting the clock run
down. Yeah, there's no rush up to the line of scrimmage. They could take a huddle and get a cup of coffee and let the clock run. Here we go, first and 10 at the 18-yard line. Foxhoven gives it to Jackson. He ducks inside. Ooh, Jackson met tacklers, fighting through them. One, two, three, four tacklers had a piece of Jackson before they could get him off his feet and drop him down near the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and that was about as good a job as the Eagle defense have done in a while, and he still got, three at least right there.
You know, these Johnson Brock kids are pretty sure tacklers. I've watched them through the season, and once they've got their arms around you, you're probably going down, but not so with Mr. Jackson. He runs through the arms of the would-be tacklers, got three on that one, second down and 7 yards to go. At the 15-yard line is where they mark it. Clock running with 7:35 to play here in the third period. 66-32, the Crofton Warriors leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Preston Foxhoven has the snap. Gives to Jackson. There, Jackson's got some room running through the arms of tacklers. Jackson's still on his feet. Inside the 10, down near the 5. I think they're going to mark him at about the 6-yard line. That'll be enough for a first and goal for the Crofton Warriors. It'll be first and goal for Crofton with the football at the 7 is what they're going to mark it.
How did he do that?
Yeah,
there's three Eagles were hanging on him.
Yeah.
He still got that first
down. He's so strong, he just carries people with him. And you got to hang on for dear life. Double tight end, I formation. Jackson in the top of the eye. Hand the ball to Jackson. He'll run off the right guard. Inside the 5, still pushing people, and he's down to the 1-yard line. My goodness, this is quite an exhibition in ball carrying here by Tyson Jackson. He weighs 195 pounds. Here's the kicker. He's just a junior. He's going to be back doing this again next year here in Crofton.
Yeah, I think if he hits the weight room in the summertime.
Yeah, they're going to say his knee touched at the 2. So it'll be second down and goal at the 2. Preston Foxhoven, who leads this offense, is only a sophomore. Looking over here to Coach Johnny Ostermeyer, taking their time to get up to the line of scrimmage. First at the 2-yard line, second down and goal. Foxhoven to Jackson, and Jackson will go in standing up. Tyson Jackson carries it in, this one from 2 yards out for Jackson on the run. I'll add up his rushing touchdowns here in a minute. He's got a bucket full. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Pushes our score to 72-32. We've got 104 points on the board and more coming. Crofton lining up for the two-point conversion. Foxhoven calls the count. Foxhoven's back to pass. He'll throw the ball and it falls incomplete. Threw it behind his receiver. Score remains 72-32 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC radio app.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, that was the sixth rushing touchdown of the evening for Mr. Jackson. He's had six rushing touchdowns. This one from 2 yards out, coming with 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. The conversion attempt failed. The score now 72-32 with 6:15 to go in the third. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. You're invited to call Jake or Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, your family, farm, and future. 72-32. The lead is 40 points now for Crofton. Johnson Brock fighting to try and stay back in this. I just noticed this beautiful facility, a little bit dark out near the 40-yard line. It's got good lighting on both ends, but this midfield is a little on the dark side. And this time, the short kick is going to be covered up by Johnson Brock at the 25-yard line. The Eagles got on that one. They'll begin this drive first and 10 from their own 25 with 6:03 to go in the third quarter. Running clock here. A 40-point lead for Crofton. We've got a running clock going as Johnson Brock, the Eagles, come over the football. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback in the pistol. Hayden Gravatt sets behind him. Brody Kaler splits wide to the right. Hand the ball to Gravatt. Gravatt's got a little running room this time, and he's running tough. Gravatt's showing some. Now the ball was ripped out of there, and Crofton has the football. A turnover. Gravatt was fighting for the extra yardage out here at the 30-yard line. They ripped the ball away from him. He was trying to give second effort, and Crofton comes up with the fumble recovery. And, boy, when it rains, it pours. The roof's starting to cave in here now on Johnson Brock, down by 40. 5:31 to go, third quarter, 72-32, and yet another turnover to aid the effort here by the Crofton Warriors. You got to start to wonder, with future playoff games in their future here, when Crofton starts to bring some kids in off the side.
Yeah, I feel like that's why they're kind of slowing up a little bit here.
I think Mr. Jackson would be an awful valuable asset to have over here and rest the rest of the night, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Preston Foxhoven is the quarterback. The backs are in the I formation behind him. All starter offense. Here's Jackson again. And there he goes. Jackson's going to break it for a touchdown.
That might have been Panning, Randy.
Well, that was Panning?
They tricked us.
All right, thank you. They fooled me that time. Panning carries it in this time. Panning on the carry. And that was at the 30-yard line, wasn't it? So a 30-yard, one-play drive by Panning for the touchdown. Well, he looks a lot like Jackson going through the line.
Oh, he runs strong too, doesn't he?
Yeah, 5:22 to play here in the third quarter. Still in the third quarter. 30 yards on that run by Panning. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Foxhoven takes the snap. He wants to throw the ball this time. Throwing toward the end zone, and it's going to be complete. And that's Jackson. Jackson makes the reception for the two-point conversion. 80-32. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, that was Jace Panning on a one-play 30-yard drive, a 30-yard rushing touchdown. The two-point conversion pass complete to Tyson Jackson pushes our score out to 80-32. With 5:22 to play here in the third quarter, we will have a running clock the remainder of the evening here at Crofton. If there's any silver lining to this thing, I guess, the running clock is a long ways from home, and it's going to get us out here a little bit earlier. Ready to kick it away is Ty Nielsen. John Nixon on the air now over on Sunny 101.3. He's just seconds away from kickoff, Mound City and North Andrew on Sunny. Here's the kick. They're going to kick it deep this time. Picked up at the 12. That's Kaler to the 15. Kaler to the 20. And wrapped up, Brody Kaler just across the 20. Gets the ball out to the 21-yard line. Johnson Brock will begin this drive first and 10 from their own 21, trailing now 80-32. Just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter of this one.
Andy, Randy, I'm going to ask you, what was the last time you saw 80 points up there?
Been a while.
Yeah,
been a while. And the last time I've seen 112 in a ball game, been a long time.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, they put up 90 points last week. 90-20 was their final with a win over Kimball here on this same field. So Crofton's for real, folks. This is don't look down on Johnson Brock. These kids are giving a heck of an effort here, but they're up against a super football team. Here's Johnson Brock over the football with Wyatt Fulton in the shotgun. Fulton pitches the ball back. Gravatt. Gravatt's running tough. Running through the arms of would-be tacklers, 10, 11, 12 yards on the carry. They're trying to rip the ball away from him, even in this case. He'll have a gain of 13 on first and 10, so it'll be another first and 10 for Johnson Brock.
Grant Jordan in on the stop for the Warriors.
Football at the 34-yard line, Johnson Brock's own 34, first and 10. 4:07 to go, clock running. Kaler comes to the right. Quarterback, Wyatt Fulton. Running back, set behind him, Hayden Gravatt. Fulton, calling his cadence, has the snap. Fakes to Gravatt, wants to throw the ball out here to the right. Pass is going to be complete to Barons at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he will take it for the touchdown. Making the reception was Quentin Barons, and Johnson Brock just does not want to go away. So, Fulton to Quentin Barons for the touchdown. What was the line of scrimmage there?
Ooh, was that 33 maybe?
That'd be a 47
yarder.
47 yard pass play.
Yeah, they took it down already, but that sounds about right.
From Fulton. And this score coming with 3:43 to play. We're still in the third quarter. Isn't that something? 118 points. Here's the try for the two-point conversion. They throw it into the end zone. Pass is going to be complete. Making the reception for the two-point conversion there was Grady Barons. Grady comes up with it, and that moves our score 80-40. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Johnson Brock just keeps battling back. A two-play 60-yard drive, a 47-yard touchdown pass. Wyatt Fulton to Quentin Barons. Grady Barons caught the two-point conversion pass, and that moves the score 80-40 with 3:43 to play, still in the third quarter. We have 120 points on the board. We aren't even out of the third period yet. All right, Johnson Brock ready to kick it away now, handling the kickoff duties. As per usual, will be Caleb Bowling. He's been kicking it deep and into the end zone and through the end zone here on occasion tonight. They've been letting him just unleash the leg and kick it away. Here he comes, one side kick this time. Ball is loose, and they dove in there after it. Let's see, I think Crofton got back on it. At the 33-yard line, it'll be Crofton's football. Warriors have it. We do have a running clock here now.
Two Eagles right there, Randy. Just couldn't quite get their hands on it.
Yeah. Don't forget, high school volleyball. Tomorrow afternoon on Sunny 101.3, I will be in Tecumseh with the Lady Thunderbirds, undefeated on the season, 30-0, facing Elmwood Murdoch. First serve at 2 o'clock. I'll take the air at 1:50 with the pregame show from Tecumseh. And then later tomorrow afternoon here on KTNC at 3 o'clock first serve, Troy Nelson will be in Cambridge with the Sacred Heart Irish Girls. All right, over the football from the Crofton Warriors. They're going to take every second of the play clock, I think, here and keep that clock running. Foxhoven looking back to see how much time he's got here. The sophomore quarterback looking to the back judge to know when to snap it. He's got the ball. He's going to run it himself into the line, and he'll be hit and brought down hard. After a gain of about 6, it'll bring up 2nd down and 4.
Nice tackle by Hayden Gravatt for Johnson Brock.
This is a coach that's got a really fine football team here at Crofton. He's doing a good job, and I should probably apologize in advance for second-guessing him, but, boy, I wouldn't have Jackson in the ballgame right now.
Maybe at the end of the third quarter.
He's such a valuable part of this team, and to risk a turned ankle or something out there when you're up 80-40 in a running clock late in the third quarter, I think Tyson Jackson would have the rest of the night off here. Have him go get a hot dog and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, he's done
easy.
His part, yeah.
Here we go. 2nd down and 4, they pitch to Panning this time. Panning going to be wrapped up and dropped short of the first down. They brought him down right about midfield at the 40-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd down and 2 yards to go. Panning comes out of the ball game now, and in replacing him is Jordan. Grant Jordan has been alternating at times with Panning, number 9 and number 10. But Mr. Jackson stays in there. Jordan is the fullback. Jackson comes in motion out to the left on 3rd and 2, and they got Johnson Brock to jump, I believe. That's going to be an offsides against the Eagles, 5-yard penalty, and that'll give Crofton a first down and move the football down to the 36-yard line. And the clock continues to run here with a running clock, 1:22 to play, but in the third quarter. 80-40, your score here at Crofton. Warriors come over the football, put wide receivers wide to the left. Panning and Jackson trot back out there to set in the formation on 1st and 10 from the 36-yard line of Johnson Brock. Foxhoven, the sophomore, takes the snap, fakes to Jackson, keeps it himself. Foxhoven runs to the right. He's at the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he'll take it for the touchdown. 36 yards by Foxhoven, a 36-yard run, Foxhoven for the touchdown. And that moves our score to 86-40, with still 52 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 52 seconds left in the third. I'm like Paul Harvey. For our listeners that can remember Paul Harvey with my score sheets, it's time for page 2. First page got filled up in the first half. I keep track of all the scoring drives on paper here, and I brought 3 pages with me. Here we go on the try for the 2-point conversion. Give the ball off, coming around from right to left on the carry, and going in is Panning. He's pulling a Forrest Gump on us here. Panning just kept running all the way out across the track and into the dark. I don't know what that was all about. Panning carries in for the 2-point conversion. And that makes our score 88-40. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and Clark Grain in Johnson, Nebraska is ready. For generations, farmers have trusted Clark Grain to keep the harvest going, and we're proud to keep your harvest moving along. From the first load to the final haul, we're here to stand alongside farmers because your success is our success. This harvest, call Clark, Grain, and Johnson at 402-868-3195. You can count on Clark Grain, where farmers come first.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City have been bringing you these numerous scoring drives this evening. This one, three plays, 36, 48 yards, capped off with a 36-yard run by Preston Foxhoven. The two-point conversion ran in by Panning, makes it 88-40 with 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Again, Farm Bureau Financial Services bringing you these scoring drive recaps, as numerous as they may be. Ready to come forward and kick it is Ty Nielsen. Nielsen's going to kick it to the short man, covered up. Behrens is on it at the 25-yard line. I got to clarify my Behrenses. That's Grady Behrens getting on that one. He and Quentin both playing, seeing some action. Basketball season, not that far away, about a month. We'll be going to the round ball season. And looking forward to that. New head coach, Garrison Dodge, taking over. Boy, that's quite a situation to step into with that group of athletes, isn't it?
Yep, should be a fun season.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line for Johnson Brock, the Eagles. Wyatt Fulton is calling his starting count. Fulton has the snap. Hands the ball off to Gravatt. Hayden is hit in the backfield and dropped. He had no running room whatsoever. That will be the end of the third quarter. 88-40, our score after three. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on KTNC and the MSC radio app.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we welcome you back here to Crofton, Nebraska, as we get set to move into the fourth and final period. I'm going to repeat the score here if you haven't been tuned in. 88-40 is our score. Crofton on top as we start the fourth quarter. With the football, Johnson Brock has it at the 23-yard line. Here's a snap to Fulton. Fulton's going to go deep looking for Kaler. Kaler makes a reception all the way down into Crofton territory near the 30-yard line. That was well executed. Kaler just went up and out-jumped the defender, out-rebounded him, so to speak, and went up and got that one. Nice catch.
Jackson lined in on the stop for Crofton, but that was a sweet play for Kaler.
All right, 11:37 to go in the ball game. Running clock, 88-40. Fulton with the snap. He wants to throw again. Pass going to be complete to Gravatt. Gravatt at the 20. Gravatt at the 15. Taken out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Hayden Gravatt. Johnson Brock coming right down the field. This is still the first-team defense in there.
Grant Jordan in on the stop for Crofton.
They have not put subs in. These are the same numbers we've been seeing on defense. Back to pass Fulton. Fulton in trouble. Scrambles, throws the ball. It falls incomplete. He was being tackled as he let go of that one.
Horse collar maybe here, Randy.
We got a flag down. Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Holding on Johnson Brock.
I thought they were throwing it on the defense for grabbing
Fulton. He signaled Johnson Brock. Now he's talking to his line judge.
Oh, man.
Well, let's see what they're going to say here. The white hat signaled that was going against the Eagles. And, yes, they're going to march it off against Johnson Brock. Penalty yardage for holding. Puts the football back outside the 20 to the 23-yard line. They stopped the clock here, 11:06 to go, with a running clock, 88-40. Johnson Brock facing second down and 20 now. Second down and 20 from the 23-yard line. I think we got a different quarterback. Here's the snap. Nope. Bolton rolls to his left. Got some room. Now we chase down from behind. Just for a moment, I thought Wyatt Fulton was going to have some daylight out here to his left. Hayden Gravatt tried to come back and block for him, but Fulton could not get around the corner, and he's going to be dropped for a loss back out to the 20. Well, where are they going? Now what are we doing? They took him out at the 26-yard line, but is there a penalty flag out there somewhere?
Yep. Against the defense holding.
Okay.
Secondary, looks like.
He's going to move the ball inside.
Kind of going back and forth penalties right here, Randy.
Down to the 13-yard line now. Second down and 12 yards to go. They say 23 down here, but that's a 13. All right, don't trust the score clock. Quarterback, Wyatt Fulton, trips to the right. Passing situation, wants to throw. Looking right. Dumps the ball out to Gravatt. Gravatt's going to be tackled short of the first down, but he's inside the 10-yard line.
Fulton drops back, please pass to the right side.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm looking and I'm still seeing those same defenders out there for Crofton.
Yeah, I think they maybe have mixed in a couple of subs, but for the most part.
Yeah, it's not like we're moving the ball against a bunch of freshmen
right.
or anything like that. Third down and 5. Football now at the 13-yard line. Running to the left is Gravatt. Gravatt dives forward. He's inside the 10. Looks to be at about the 8-yard line is where they're going to mark it, but it's going
to
be fourth down now for Johnson Brock.
Trace Tramp in on the stop for the Warriors.
Send in the field goal team. I want to see him kick one. He hit a 24-yarder last week. I think the coaches told me he as long as his 37. He can kick the ball. Not going to happen, obviously. That's just me doing some coaching over here. 9:30 to go, 9.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter with a running clock, 88-40 your score. Johnson Brock, fourth down and 5 from the 7-yard line. Taking the snap, fake the handoff, rolling right. Fulton looking into the end zone, throws it, pass is going to be complete and caught for the touchdown. Making the reception was Quentin Behrens, I believe. Huh, Quentin?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Quentin Behrens makes the reception from the 7-yard line. So that will be a 7-yard pass to Quentin Behrens. And the points just keep racking up on both teams. 88-46 now. That score coming with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 88-46. Johnson Brock lines up to go for 2. Behrens goes wide to the right. That's Grady Behrens. Hayden Gravatt wide to the left. Slot to the left is Kaler in motion from left to right. Back to pass. They look to Kaler. Now throw back left. And the pass to Behrens is going to be complete for the 2-point conversion. That was Quentin Behrens making the catch on that one. Quentin Behrens with the 2-point reception. Makes our score 88-48. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
If you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, I'm pretty sure when my friends Jake and Tasha ArmConnect agreed to sponsor the scoring drive recaps, they weren't expecting 58 spots in one ball game. But 88-48, this scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Johnson Brock just put together a 6-play, 55-yard drive, capped up with a 7-yard touchdown pass from Fulton to Quentin Behrens. Quentin also caught the 2-point conversion. 88-48, 136 points. Wow. Onside kick, and Crofton gets on it. Oh, the young man that covered it up paid for it, and here comes a flag, yeah. Well, he was getting on the ball, covering it up, and one of the Johnson Brock kids come in full throttle and could not pull up, made contact with the kid covering the ball, and we've got a flag thrown. That'll be a personal foul. Frustration might be starting to set in a little bit, too, out there, Blaine. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was kind of a tough one.
Tough to pull up sometimes
right.
When you're coming in at full speed like that.
And he kind of caught it on the ground. He was on his knees when he got it. So.
I think we're about to see some backup offensive ball players. I'm looking here on the near sideline, and here's some of the offensive starters starting to put on their jackets. So now we're going to have to work hard here to start to ID some of these kids that are checking in. Yep, I think we've got 11 new offensive ball players in here in the fourth quarter. On first and 10 from the 29-yard line, they turn, give the ball back to the running back to the right side. Okay, our new quarterback is Blake Cannott, and our running back, let's see,
28, Cash Culleton.
Yeah, Culleton, okay, was the ball carrier. Cannott is the quarterback. He is, let's see, Cannott, freshman, just a freshman, 130-pounder. All right, they'll come up. Blake Cannott is under center. Second down and 10. Inside the 30 at the 29. He puts a man in motion. Cannott takes a snap. Gives to his fullback. He'll go straight ahead and go nowhere. Carrying the football that time for Crofton was Knox Hagee. Hagee found no running room. Some of the freshmen are getting some varsity playing time here.
Stop made by Gage Rasmussen for the Eagles.
There's Jackson back on the field.
Oh,
they're going to pull him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out there.
He snuck out there.
See him?
Yeah, he stayed out there, didn't he?
I think the coach is telling him he's not supposed to be. There we go. Third down and 9. Jackson is back in at the running back. And starting quarterback's back. Foxhoven's back at quarterback, too. Foxhoven on third down pitches back to Panning. Panning runs to the left. Panning will get about 4 yards, and he'll be stopped. It'll bring up fourth down. And still about 6 or 7 yards to go. Running clock, 7:20 to go. We will have a post-game wrap-up show. Post-game wrap-up being brought to you by our presenting sponsor, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. Tonight's game brought to you in part also by American Family Insurance, the Harsin Agency, as well as Community Medical Center, Sunnyside in Johnson, and Auburn Insurance Service presenting tonight's broadcast. Fourth down and 6 yards to go at the 26-yard line. They turn, pitch the ball back. That's Jackson. And Jackson is going to be wrapped up and taken down. He might have lost a yard on that one, a rare negative carry for Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, and again, not quite sure why he's out there. I guess they just wanted to kind of keep going down the field for whatever purpose.
I'm not going to keep harping on it. I'll just say it one more time. If I'm up 88-48 with a running clock, 6 minutes to go, starting to rain.
Yeah, in these conditions again.
In these conditions.
Slippery.
And I've got a running back that has averaged 10 yards per carry, over 1,600 yards, probably close to 1,800 now. He's going to be over here in a jacket. Over the football come the Johnson Brock Eagles. Wyatt Fulton takes the snap. Fulton gives it to Gravatt. Gravatt, he's got some room down the right sideline. Gravatt, the 40, the 30, the 20. It's a foot race, the 10, the 5. They dive, and Gravatt got in there for the touchdown. No, wait a minute. Yeah, they say a touchdown. Okay, for a minute I thought that guy was going to mark him out over there. Line of scrimmage was the 28. That'll be 52 yards. A 52-yard touchdown run. Hayden Gravatt, right?
Yes.
Gravatt took that one 52 yards for the touchdown, and the points just keep piling up. This score coming with 5:54. I haven't seen this many points, I don't believe, ever in my career in a football game. Not that I can remember. And that goes back a couple weeks. Quarterback Fulton's going to carry it in
weeks.
For the two-point conversion. Our score is 88-54 now, and we still have 5:54 left to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside and Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside and Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Okay, I'm going to say it slowly when you hear this score. 88 to 56. Yes, 88 to 56 now. Crofton leading Johnson Brock with 5 minutes and 54 seconds left to play in the football game. That score, a 52-yard run by Hayden Gravatt. Fulton carried in for the 2-point conversion to add another 8 to Johnson Brock's total. 88 to 56. A lot of points. Here's the kickoff. An onside kick, and it's going to go out of bounds, I believe. Had a different kicker in there this time. Doing the kicking that time for Johnson Brock was Will Day. Will Day on the kickoff. It went out of bounds. They didn't get over there to cover it like an onside. So the football will be spotted where? They're still walking around with it out there. Oh, procedure penalty. They're going to ask him to re... No, I thought for a minute they were going to make him re-kick it. Went out of bounds at the 37, so that's where they'll mark it. And it'll be first and 10 for the Crofton Warriors. Blake Cannott, the freshman, is in at quarterback.
Are you sure?
Oh, surely not. They wouldn't.
Oh,
look at that. Mr. Jackson is in at running back. We've got the starting offense.
Preston's
back on
out
the
there at QB.
That's incredible. Foxhoven takes a snap, gives to Jackson. Jackson hit in the backfield, got away, picks out to the right, brought down with an ankle tackle after a gain. I wonder if he's close to some kind of a game record or something.
Maybe.
I can't understand why on earth.
That's a nice tackle by Hayden Gravatt for the Eagles.
Gain of 5. He may be close to some kind of a single game record, or what could possibly be the reason to run your star running back in there when you're up 88-56 with 5 minutes to go on a running clock. That's the last time I'll mention it right there. It's just incredible. I can't help but repeat it. Jackson is the running back to the right of Foxhoven, the quarterback. Foxhoven takes a snap, gives to Jackson, turns the corner to the left. Jackson broke a tackle. He's got the first down, still on his feet, running hard, hit at the 30. Jackson taking a lot of hits out there, meaningless carries.
Tackled by Perriott and Everett for the Eagles.
Ball is at the 30-yard line. By now, our listeners realize that I don't think Jackson should be in the ball game, so we won't do it.
They would maybe would be agreeing, maybe not. What do you think?
Even some of our cohorts here in the press box from Crofton came over to our booth a minute ago, and they're shaking their head, too. First down and 10 at the 30-yard line. 4:40 to play, running clock. Crofton with the football. Quarterback is Foxhoven. The starting offense is in the lineup right now for Crofton. A back to pass is Foxhoven. Looks out here to the right. Pass complete to Jordan. Jordan's at the 20, taken out of bounds near the 15-yard line. It'll be enough for another first down. And even though they're up 88 to 56, Crofton has every intention of going down here and trying to put more points on the board with a 4 minutes, 23 seconds to go. They stopped the clock when he went out of bounds. It's supposed to be a running clock.
Grady Barron's in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
Look at that.
Huh. Well, they're only up 32 right now, Randy.
I thought once you got to 40, it stayed there, though.
Well, I don't know what the rule is in a playoff.
Okay,
that might change.
Sure. That might have. Yeah. Okay. At the 17-yard line, first down and 10, Foxhoven calls his count. Foxhoven pitches back to Jordan. Jordan's at the 15, driven out of bounds near the 14-yard line. Went out of bounds to stop the clock with 4:19 to go.
Tackled by Quentin Behrens and Grady Behrens and Gage Rasmussen.
Add that up. Is that 144? Am I writing that?
Oh, man. Yep.
144
yep.
points we've
nailed
witnessed
it
here tonight. I can honestly say this is my 54th year of covering high school football.
54 years you've never seen.
I've never
points.
Seen.
This is amazing.
144 points in a football game. This is something. Second down and 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage. At the 14-yard line of Johnson Brock, Starting quarterback Foxhoven is back to pass. He sets. He's going to run with it. Now cuts out to his left. He tries to turn the corner at the 10. He's going to get down near the 5. Now a flag comes in, and he took a hard, hard hit over there on the sideline, taken out of bounds short of the goal around the 2 or the 3-yard line, but a flag was thrown in as he was being tackled.
Yeah, big collision there, Oliver Everett for the Eagles.
Let's see what this is going to be. The white hat turns toward the press box. Holding is the call against Crofton. So that's going to negate a nice job of running the football. I do want to offer my congratulations to this Crofton football team. This is one tough, hard-running, big football team. They're just tough.
Yeah, they're good.
I can't imagine that they've lost a couple of games. That's just hard to imagine, isn't it? Well, they're going to come out victorious here tonight, 88-56 with 4 minutes to play. Running clock has gone away because we're under the 40-point total. Apparently, that's the rule. Foxhoven calling his count. Foxhoven runs it himself to the right. Hit and drop for a loss on the play. Nice defensive effort there by Johnson Rock.
Yeah, Oliver Everett, another good tackle. He's playing hard. Still playing hard.
I look forward to seeing Oliver Everett. He's going to basketball, football, he's going to do it all.
He's
this
just a sophomore. Yeah, he's a good young athlete.
Young kid, good young athlete coming up. He's going to do good things for Johnson Rock football the next couple of years. Well, we've seen a lot of young kids coming up here. There's some freshmen and sophomores seeing action on this team this year. Johnson Rock will end the year with a very respectable 7-3 record. Running into a buzzsaw tonight here at Crofton, the Johnson Rock Eagles. Tomorrow afternoon, Johnson County Central Volleyball, 2 o'clock, live from Tecumseh on sunny 101.3. I'll have the call. Foxhoven on 3rd down and 12. Pitches back to Jordan. He drops the football, picks it up, and now he'll be tackled for a loss. Don't want to drop the ball in front of a group of angry Eagles.
Right.
And that'll back him up and bring up a 4th down situation. Timeout taken by the Eagles with 3:13 to go in the football game. 88-56, our score, and we're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula along with Blaine Behrens. We're back here in Crofton, Nebraska with 3:13 to go in the ballgame. 88-56, our score. Crofton leading Johnson Rock. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation back at the KTNC studios. Right now over on sunny 101.3, John Nixon has the Mountain City Panthers and the North Andrew Cardinals. 8-man quarterfinal action in Missouri. Back to pass. Pass falls incomplete out on the left sideline, and the Crofton Warriors will turn the football over on downs. Johnson Brock is going to get the football back, trailing 88-56. And now, I believe we've got the Johnson Brock starting offense.
See if Fulton's in at quarterback. Yep, looks like he is.
On the field. Wyatt Fulton is the quarterback. 3:09 to go, 88-56. Johnson Brock comes over the football. Wyatt Fulton, the junior. Grady Behrens, Hayden Gravatt, a pair of seniors out there. Brody Kaler, a senior, playing their what could be their final series of high school football. Fulton takes the snap. He's back to pass. Fulton wants to throw out to the right. Kaler makes the catch. Kaler with a nice catch. Has the football out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Don't tell Brody Kaler the season's about over. He's still out here competing just like he did the first game of the year.
Jackson lined in on the coverage.
1st down and 10 at the 46-yard line. Fulton back to pass down the left sideline. Behrens. Behrens makes a catch. That was Grady Behrens, and Grady makes a catch, gets his feet down inbounds.
That was a sweet catch.
Inside the 20. Grady Behrens has the ball at the 17-yard line. 2:51 to go. Johnson Brock coming right down the field here with their starting offense. Wyatt Fulton, again, spread formation, two wideouts. Oh, he's going to get hit. The ball pops out of his arm. Is that going to be an incomplete pass? Yes. They say the arm came forward. We've got a flag down on the play. Fulton went down hard there.
Holding on the Eagles.
Oh, my. That will back up this effort. 2:44 showing on the game clock. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We will have a brief wrap-up of the second half scoring. The first half scoring, we covered that at halftime, and that was a 20-minute show in itself. So,
holding call against the Eagles.
When we wrap up our coverage here, we invite you to tune your radio dial over to Sunny 101.3 and join John Nixon for Missouri High School football. But we have Husker volleyball on tonight, too, don't we? I believe they're playing right about now.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That's something we can listen to on the long drive home, Blaine.
Sounds good.
Good luck to the Lady Huskers. Here we go. First down and 20. Johnson Brock from their own 20, or from the 27-yard line of Crofton. Fulton calls his count, has the snap. Fulton's rolling right. He's looking downfield. Throws the ball over the middle. Downfield just overthrows the intended receiver, Grady Behrens. You know what? The defender had fallen down at the 10-yard line, and Grady was 3 yards behind him, but the ball just slightly overthrown. Wyatt Fulton had all kinds of pressure, though, when he was trying to get rid of that football. The incompleted pass stops the clock with 2:38 to go in the football game. It'll be second down and 20. The football is at the 27-yard line here of Crofton. 2:38 to play. 88-56 is our score. Here we go on second down and 20. Wyatt Fulton looks over to the bench to get the play. Two receivers wide to the right. Fulton sets in the pocket. The ball is knocked out of his hands, and the fumble will be recovered by Crofton. Coming up with it and getting the fumble recovery, Tyson Jackson. Now a flag comes in late. Here comes a flag thrown in away from the action. I'm not sure what this one's going to be. Jackson got in there and recovered the fumble. The back judge threw a flag in the defensive backfield. He's going to come over. Unsportsmanlike call against Crofton. Maybe a little bit of taunting going on there, perhaps. Well, this has been a hard-fought contest. 144 points.
And this might sound odd at home, but you feel like both coaches are still competing out there.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
And we just witnessed it. You know, the Eagles could have scored.
Yeah, nobody's pulling off the
right dogs
here at all. And
30 points can come in a hurry.
I'll say this. There may very well be some disappointed freshmen here that aren't getting into a playoff game. Your upperclassmen have given you an insurmountable lead here. We still have the starting quarterback and running backs in the game here for Crofton. And they pitch the ball back. I believe that's going to be Jordan carrying it this time. Nope, that's Jackson. Tyson Jackson still in the game carrying the football with 2:21 to play.
Okay, now the Eagles are shifting in some clean jerseys, and so is Crofton.
Okay, the coaches are going to reciprocate. Now here comes Crofton. Some of the coats are coming off. And you get a big round of applause from the Crofton fans as their starters leave the game with a running clock and 2 minutes to play in the football game. And now we're going to have JV football for a minute or two here. Let's help me ID some of these Johnson Brock players. Evan Elberts is in here to defensive end on the left side. Try and pick some more of them up for me. Knott is the quarterback, back to pass, throws it out here complete to the right side. And making the catch for Crofton on the near side is Knox Hagee. Who got him?
Will Day and Corey Behrens in on the tackle for the Eagles.
Let's ID some more of them. Tate Hawley's in the ball game.
Landon Ideas.
Jesse Beck is out there.
Caleb Hodges, number 15.
Sorry if we missed some of them. We want to mention everybody we
Deacon
can.
Deacon Burnett is over here at D-back.
All right, Knott under center. Third down and 9. Takes the snap. Gives to his fullback into the middle. He dives forward down to the 35-yard line, short of the first down. 1:09 to go in this one. Again, we'll have a brief post-game show and talk about the second half scoring.
Tackled by Jesse Beck and Tate Hawley for the Eagles.
Fourth down and 2 yards to go at the 36-yard line. Knott is the quarterback. Double tight end set, back set in the I formation. on 4th-and-2, cannot under center, calls his starting count, has the snap, pitches back to his running back, that's Reese Smith carrying the ball. Ball may have popped out of Smith's hands, and I think Johnson Brock's got the fumble recovery.
Yeah, they do. Landon Ideas, heads up play.
Eagles,
Johnson Brock,
take over the football, and we are getting very close to the final call of play-by-play. Ball is going to be spotted at the 36-yard line. It'll be 1st-and-10, Johnson Brock. The Eagles, with 39 seconds left to play, maybe time for one or two more snaps here. Who we got at quarterback?
Corey Behrens.
Okay. Behrens is the quarterback on 1st-and-10, just out across their own 35-yard line. He sets in a shotgun formation, fumbles the snap. The ball bounces to the ground, picked up by the running back, running around to the left side with some running room, and now wrapped up and dropped short of the 30-yard line. On the carry for Johnson Brock was Will Day.
Tackled by 24, Colton Bornhagen.
The clock has stopped with 30 seconds. He must have came out of bounds here to stop. No, they're going to wind the clock. Quickly over the football come the Johnson Brock Eagles on 1st-and-10 at the 33-yard line. Waiting for the snap from center with the ball to the right. They pitch it out to the training back. That's Day. Day's going to be brought down and dropped just inside the 30 at about the 29-yard line, and that will probably be the final play of the ball game. Time expires. Your final score tonight, 88-56. The Crofton Warriors with the win over the Johnson Brock Eagles. Don't go away. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with a post-game scoring wrap right after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Thunderbirds, winter's on the way. Are you ready? Cheap Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Cheap Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stacked sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram, at The Grain Bed Tecumseh, so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh at The Grain Bed.
Your future is important to Auburn Insurance Services and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can look forward to. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all of your insurance needs, contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time now for our post-game scoring wrap brought to you by all of our fine Johnson Brock Eagles football sponsors. They include Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent in Auburn and Tecumseh, Clark Grain and Johnson, River Valley Memorials in Auburn, as well as American Family Insurance, the Harson Agency, also Community Medical Center in Fall City, Sunnyside in Johnson, Auburn Insurance Services, the Nemaha County Hospital, Auburn Auto Center, and the Johnson Quick Shop. Say thanks to all those folks for this live coverage of Johnson Brock Eagles football. Well, the fireworks started early tonight here in Crofton. We had four touchdowns scored in the first 4 minutes and 17 seconds, and it was 22-8. We still had 7:43 to go in the first quarter with Crofton on top. After falling behind 50-16 in the second quarter, Johnson Brock came battling back and scored back-to-back touchdowns, a 33-yard run by Wyatt Fulton and then a 25-yard run by Wyatt Fulton to get back to within 18 at 50-32. That was with only 49 seconds left in the first half. However, it took Crofton only 40 seconds to put together a five-play, 52-yard scoring drive, and Crofton went into the locker room at halftime up 58-32. Crofton continued to pour it on offensively, three back-to-back touchdowns. Jackson scored two more of his six rushing touchdowns that he had tonight early in the third quarter. Chase Panning added a third one from 30 yards out, and suddenly it was 80-32. But Johnson Brock, not about to quit, 3:43 to go third quarter. Wyatt Fulton completed a 47-yard touchdown pass that went out to Quentin Behrens, a two-play 60-yard drive. Grady Behrens took it in for the two-point conversion. It was 80-40. With 52 seconds to go in the third quarter, Preston Foxhoven, a 36-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper, capped a three-play 48-yard drive. Panning carried in for the two-point conversion, made it 88-40. Again, Johnson Brock, no quit in these boys. They came back, battling back, and added two touchdowns to cap off the scoring. One, a 7-yard touchdown pass from Fulton to Quentin Behrens. Quentin Behrens caught the two-point conversion, made it 88-48. And then with just 5:54 to go in the ballgame, a 52-yard run by Hayden Gravatt, a one-play 52-yard drive. Fulton carried in for the two-point conversion, made our final score tonight 88-56. 144 total points scored tonight here at Crofton, and that's a record for me. I don't recall ever seeing that many points in a single football game as we saw here tonight. Both coaches competing to the end. We saw Crofton's starting star running back, Tyson Jackson, playing a lot of meaningless downs late in the fourth quarter, somewhat surprising to this sportscaster to risk an injury to your star player like that, but I'm not the coach, so it made for some entertaining football for the Crofton fans here on this Halloween night, watching their Warriors take an 88-56 win over the Johnson Brock Eagles. With the win, Crofton goes to 8-2 on the year. The Johnson Brock Eagles finish their season a very respectable 7-3 for the season. Again, right now, over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon has the Mount City Panthers facing off with the North Andrew Cardinals in Missouri eight-man playoff action. We hope you'll switch over and join him for that broadcast. Don't forget, once again, tomorrow afternoon on Sunny 101.3, I'll have Johnson County Central Volleyball. The Thunderbirds are 30-0 undefeated. They will have their first serve at 2 o'clock hosting Elmwood Murdoch. I'll have a play-by-play for you on Sunny. Later in the afternoon on KTNC, Troy Nelson will be out in Cambridge with the Sacred Heart Irish Girls. That first serve set for 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And as soon as that volleyball's over, we'll switch to the Husker Sports Network for University of Nebraska football. So lots of sports coming up here this weekend yet on both KTNC and Sunny 101.3. So that's about going to wrap it up for this final high school football broadcast. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, Lane Behrens, my color commentator, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight, the Crofton Warriors 88 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 56. Thanks for listening to Johnson Brock Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.